Vietnam. This is the voice of Vietnam, broadcasting from Hanoi, capital of the Democratic Republic of Vietnam.
Our programs in English are broadcast daily at 01, 9, 10, and 13 hours Greenwich Mean Time on 12.035 and 10.040 kilocycles in the 25 and 31 meter band, and at 18 hours Greenwich Mean Time on 15.012 and 10.040 kilocycles in the 19 and 31 meter band.
Well, here's the news. Followed by a Cuban government statement in support of the stand of the provincial Russian government, the Republic of South Vietnam, on the South Vietnam situation, and a Hanoi paper review of world opinion on Nguyen Van Thiel's cabinet reshuffle. After that comes the opinion of an American friend in the Indochina peace campaign on the wrong U.S.-Vietnam policy, our signs of parenting in our country, a feature with stories and music about Vietnam, her land and people. First, here are the main points of the news. Premier Phan Van Dong receives the visiting economic and financial delegation of the Kingdom of Cambodia. The Council for Joint Actions in Saigon decides on anti-Thiel activities. And world public opinion condemns Thiel's repression of the South Vietnam town's fall. Now, the program in detail. On Tuesday, the Hanoi Premier Phan Van Dong received the economic and financial delegation of the National United Front of Cambodia and the Royal Government of National Union Cambodia, which had arrived in Hanoi the day before on a friendship visit at the invitation of the Democratic Republic of Vietnam government. The delegation is led by Yang Sari, Special Advisor to the Vice Premier's Office of the Royal Government of the National Union of Cambodia. In an atmosphere of friendship and mutual solidarity, Premier Phan Van Dong talked with Mr. Yang Sari and his party. The Council for Joint Action, consisting of the presidents of various press and social organizations in Saigon, has decided to participate in the drive for political activity launched by anti-Thiel forces on the occasion of November the 1st, death of Diem, the overthrow 11 years ago. The press circles will send three important documents to the legislative, executive, and judiciary branches of the Thiel administration, behalf of Thiel's disregard for their genuine aspirations and suppression of the freedom of the press and other democratic liberties. They also observe October 31st as Victimization Day for Justice and the Press, with the show of strength. Over 100 artillery shells were left on October the 21st by Saigon soldiers on Tang Hung Village, Raksha Province. The shelling caused 5 civilian casualties. The destruction of 5 houses and other civilian property was 500,000 piastres. In the 20 days ending October 17, Saigon soldiers in Central Chungbo violated the ceasefire on 1,947 occasions. In Quang Da province, over 2,500 Saigon paratroops were put out of action in the 3 months period ending October 18th by the People's Liberation Armed Forces. Quang Nai province, guerrilla and regional armed forces in the 3 days ending October the 21st put out of combat some 60 Saigon troops and leveled one Saigon position. Meanwhile, 90 Saigon land grabbers were wiped out by the People's Liberation Armed Forces on October the 21st and October 22nd. guerrillas and regional armed forces in two, Zone North and Long Island Province, in the 12 days ending October 21st, wipe out the 70 Saigon soldiers playing havoc with the people's orchards. They also forced the abandonment of two armed forces illegally planted by the adversary. In Chauhan Province, guerrillas and regional forces in the 11 days ending October 23rd, level of force for the evacuation of 7 Saigon forces. They also wipe out 180 Saigon troops, sank 5 combat launchers, and burned 600,000 liters of fuel. Over 170 Saigon troops illegally positioned in liberated areas in the two Mekong Delta provinces of Kanto and Binh Chea from October the 10th to the 18th left the Saigon army and returned to their families, according to Saigon Press Agency. On October the 18th alone, 7 civil guards of the 477th Battalion deserted during a land-grabbing operation against the Tanghua village, Kanto province. In Mitor, another province in the Mekong River Delta, 65 Saigon troops stationed in Chau Thang and Chau Gao district deserted in the first 10 days of this month. The 18th Congress of the Union of Vietnamese Workers in France, held in Paris on Sunday, has demanded Thieu's resignation. In a letter addressed to the people in South Vietnam urban areas, the Congress made clear that so long as the Thieu remains in power, corruption is still rampant, people continue to be hit by poverty, and the war keeps raging. The Workers' Union is affiliated to the Vietnamese Residency Union in France. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Vietnam. Mr. Art Tupov, Vice Chairman of the Council of Ministers of the USSR, has declared that the Soviet government fully supports the October 8th statement of the Republic of South Vietnam Provisional Ministry Government on the present situation in South Vietnam, and will do its utmost to make the Paris Accord implemented. Mr. R. Kipov made the declaration at the recent reception for Mr. Nguyen Van Thanh, Republic of South Vietnam Ambassador to the Soviet Union. A recent issue of the Soviet paper Pravda stressed that the just and urgent demands of the South Vietnamese people for the overthrow of Thieu and an end to U.S. intervention in South Vietnam fully conform to the Paris Accord. In a recent statement, the government of the Republic of Guinea expressed the support for the October 8th of the statement of the Republic of South Vietnam Provisional Ministry Government and stressed the Guinean government energetically condemns the Nguyen Van Thieu junta for its repressive act, its violations of the elementary human rights and the South Vietnamese people's right to self-determination. The statement also reaffirmed the Guinea's solidarity with the South Vietnamese people and the Provisional Ministry Government of the Republic of South Vietnam in their struggle for the liberation of South Vietnam from neo-colonialist yoke. The art ensemble of the Lao Patriotic Front arrived in Vientiane, where it gave its premiere to 6,000 spectators. Acting Premier Phumifong Vichit of the Provisional Government of National Union of Laos and Prince Nip Mot Kham, Vice President of the Royal Council, saw the performance. Earlier, the art ensemble had performed in the royal capital of Luang Prabang. Western sources state Cambodian Liberation Armed Forces slammed big gunfire into Svayrang at dawn Tuesday in the first day of attacks against non-known troops in this town, 78 miles to southeast of Phnom Penh. They also attacked non-known troops to view wrecking at Angkor Chi on Highway 1, 40 miles to southeast of Phnom Penh, causing a number of casualties. Other Liberation Daybreak attacks against the London position at Svayrang near the Long Bank warehouse and 21 miles north-west of Phnom Penh also left dozens of men killed or wounded. Phnom Penh brewery workers have held a strike in protest against the harsh economic measures of the Lon Nol administration. According to AKI, the strikers demanded of the bosses a 100% increase in wages and high cost of living allowances, and sufficient rise of supply for the workers. They threatened to seize the brewery if their demands were not satisfied. The Hanoi Army paper Pundo Yanzan Tuesday viewed the new Asian policy of the Japanese ruling circles as a policy which seeks to impose Japan's neo-colonialism over the Asian countries. The Japanese ruling circles, the paper said, want to turn second-class U.S. pitmen in Asia into both U.S. and Japanese satellites. The Japanese monopoly capitalist circles have long sought to seize Asia, a continent of strategic significance that has attracted the most important Japanese investments. In South Vietnam, after the signing of the Paris Agreement, 60 Japanese corporations have jumped into many major economic branches. The paper asserted that the struggle put up by the Russian people against Japan's economic infiltration and domination, in coordination with the struggle movement of the Japanese people, will certainly defeat Japan's schemes of neo-colonialist expansion in Asia. According to UPI, two universities in Seoul suspended classes Tuesday, following warnings by the Education Ministry that it will have to take action if political campus rallies and street demonstrations by students continue. Korea University, which reopened early last week after a week-long suspension of classes, decided to call off classes again for the time being. Ewha Women's University also decided to close until November the 2nd. The 1,500 students at Korea University and 4,000 girls of Ewha State campus rallied and then attempted to stage demonstrations Monday, demanding a more democratic rule and supporting freedoms of the press and campus activities. On Tuesday, about 30 students of the Korea Christian Seminary staged a brief demonstration in downtown Seoul and were taken to a police station for questioning. Thousands of more workers in the United States faced layoffs on Tuesday by corporations cutting back on production because of sagging sales. One official said President Ford was trying to control inflation on the backs of hard-working people. General Motors, whose third-quarter profits declined 94% compared to last year's, planned to lay off about 6,000 workers in November 11. Both Ford Motors and Chrysler have announced layoffs, and more are expected. Alan Greenspan, chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisers, and Treasury Secretary William Simon have predicted that unemployment may rise to 6.5%, or about 6 million workers by next year. U.S. former CIA agent E. Howard Hines to the Watergate grand jury. Conspiracy trial Monday that he lied 12 Hunt was a spy with the CIA for 19 years and the admitted mastermind of the 1971 Daniel Ellsberg and 1972 Watergate break-in. He said he had decided to tell the truth now because others involved were not worthy of my loyalty. Superstar Kissinger is meeting with the super trouble. So said the magazine U.S. News and World Report on October 28th. According to the paper, for the U.S. Secretary of State, his honeymoon has ended abruptly. He is doing a attack on main sites. Among the causes listed by the magazine was Nixon's resignation, which had deprived the U.S. State Secretary of his invaluable posture. This is just the image.
Has been smeared because of his involvement in the overthrow of the Ayange government and in the Cyprus crisis. That superstar, as the magazine put it, shows his influence in face of the oil crisis, the threat to the world's monetary system, and a series of other difficulties. The Arab Summit Conference gave full endorsement late Monday to Yasser Arafat, the Palestine Liberation Organization. Syed Nofal, Deputy Secretary General of the Arab League, told a midnight news conference that King Hussein of Jordan expressed his complete solidarity with the Palestinian people in their struggle and the continuation of their action. The 21st Extraordinary Congress of the French Communist Party closed on Sunday with the unanimous adoption of a resolution entitled Uniting the French People for Democratic Changes. In the closing session, Georges Marchais, the party's general secretary, confirmed that actions taken by his party serve as a prop for the left-wing alliance to coalesce itself. And Jordan, the unilateral version of the alliance of the French people fighting for democratic changes. Now, to end the news, enjoy the main points again. Premier Pham Van Dong receives the visiting economic and financial delegation of the Kingdom of Cambodia. Council for joint actions in Saigon decides on anti-terror activities. The public opinion condemns the terrorist repression of the South Vietnam Town Fox. And that is the end of the news from the Voice of Vietnam. You're listening to the Voice of Vietnam. The Cuban government statement in support of the stand of the... You're listening to the Voice of Vietnam. Follows, a Cuban government statement in support of the stand of the provisional Xi government of the Republic of South Vietnam on the South Vietnam situation.
The Cuban Revolutionary Government, on October 24, 1974, issued a statement in support of the stand of the Provisional Revolutionary Government of the Republic of South Vietnam, as expressed in the statement of October the 8th.
The Cuban statement said,
on October the 8th last, the Provisional Revolutionary Government of South Vietnam issued a statement on the current situation in the country, in a new initiative to bring about a swift solution to the internal problems of South Vietnam. As the second anniversary of the signing of the Paris Agreement approaches, and as per the joint communique dated June 15, 1973, the United States and the Saigon administration continue violating the peace agreements they both signed, increasing their aggressive activities and conducting the most brutal repression of the South Vietnamese people. The intensification of economic and military aid to General Thieu and interference in the internal affairs of South Vietnam are the clearest and most irrefutable evidence that the United States intends to maintain its neo-colonialist presence in the area. The economic and political crisis affecting the Saigon regime and the demoralization of the puppet troops grow deeper every day and sharpen internal contradictions. Administrative corruption within the puppet clique has reached levels never witnessed before. Thousands of workers are deprived of their livelihood, while hundreds of thousands of political opponents are kept imprisoned under inhuman conditions. repression prevents the people from exercising their most elementary rights and their aspirations to freedom, democracy, and peace. Thiel's refusal to comply with the Paris Accord and his constant expansionist and pacification operations are rejected by the South Vietnamese population and world public opinion. The worsening of the internal situation has sparked the most energetic reaction from the broad popular masses, and this has embraced political and religious circles, and even the ranks of the military and members of the regime itself. In face of rising popular demand for strict compliance with the Paris Accord to cheat the progressive and revolutionary forces of their victory and to impose as leaders men apparently opposed to the regime, but who will bend over to serve U.S. new colonial interests. Thus, world public opinion must remain alert in face of this dark maneuver of the United States aimed at preventing the correct implementation of the agreement to reach peace and national concord in South Vietnam. The Republic of South Vietnam, as a legitimate representative of the South Vietnamese people, has gathered together the just and urgent demands of its people for a swift solution to the internal political problems and demands a statement dated October 8, 1974, an immediate cessation by the U.S. government of all its military involvement and intervention in the internal affairs of South Vietnam and the overthrow of Nguyen Van Thieu and his clique. Aware that this initiative is in accordance with the peace agreement and a six-point statement issued by the PRG in March 1974, the U.S. government of Cuba states its most resolute support for this new declaration and urges all the peoples of the world to show the solidarity and support to the representative of the South Vietnamese people, the provisional revolutionary government of South Vietnam. The people and government of Cuba demand strict compliance with the peace accord and an end to the United States policy of intervention in South Vietnam and the formation of a new administration in Saigon that will guarantee to the population its right to self-determination and national reconciliation. They reaffirm once more their militant solidarity with and support for the just cause of the South Vietnamese people. Of the Cuban Revolutionary Government in support of the October 8th statement of the Provisional Revolutionary Government of the Republic of South Vietnam. Vietnam. The leading Hanoi paper Nhân Dân Tuesday says Thieu's dismissal of four members of his cabinet and his sacking of 377 army officers are just an indication of his losing position. In the case of Information Minister Hoàng Đức Nhã, the paper quotes various Western reports as describing him as Thieu's closest advisor, closest confidant, Thieu's Kissinger, and one of the most powerful men in the government. Nhân Dân quotes one source as describing Thieu's cabinet reshuffle as a move to diffuse tension that has arisen with a mounting wave of criticism. The paper quotes an AP report of October 24th saying that Thieu has been under heavy pressure from Washington to rid his cabinet of the image of corruption, so that U.S. officials might have a better chance to get Congress to restore some of its recent heavy cuts in American aid to Vietnam. The paper reproduces another AP dispatch which says that Thieu's prospects for defusing the rising criticism were far from certain. Newton goes on. Many leading members of the opposition have also said what they think of the cabinet reshuffle. One clergyman has described it as a puny attempt to save the situation and predicted that the anti-corruption movement will become still stronger. A Buddhist has said that the situation remains fundamentally unchanged, noting that Hoàng Đức Nhã may have been sacked, while Decree 007 is still there, has no fresh freedom yet. One will also quote the Saigon Daily Telegraph as noting that more than ever, we think that the responsibility rests with the man at the top. There has been no reply to the act of accusation number one. The dismissal of four cabinet ministers cannot meet the demands of the people. They are demanding a life in completely new conditions, a life in peace and in national reconciliation and concord. There was a 100-people survey of world opinion on Trump's cabinet reshuffle. Now let's listen to a story that Kiều Hương presenting a song composed by Lương Vĩ, dedicated to Haiphong Port City, the city of flamboyant trees.
China peace campaign on the wrong U.S.-Vietnam policy.
It's my feeling that the attitude of the different parties are very different. That the United States and the Saigon administration are not seriously interested in implementing the agreement. And this is borne out by the fact that there are so many American advisors still in Vietnam, that so much American aid still finances a very militaristic and a repressive policy in South Vietnam. I think this is contrast sharply from what I could see in the interviews that I've done with the policy of the PRG, the Provisional Revolutionary Government, and the North Vietnamese government, the DRVN. I think they're sincerely interested and a peace agreement because it is their country that's been torn by war and they have a concrete interest in peace. And in the peace agreement, I think the United States policy in Vietnam has not changed. It remains the same. And as a result, the United States is not really socially interested in peace. Traveling in Vietnam is a very difficult experience for an American to see with your own eyes, the bridges that have been bombed out, the houses that have been destroyed, the skulls that have been damaged. In a country that is very poor, to see all of this destructive power rained on Vietnam, and then to find out that the United States has not lived up to its obligation to supply economic assistance to rebuild, to help rebuild Vietnam, I think it's one more crime. And the crimes of the United States against Vietnam. And the United States government has a very direct obligation, a treaty obligation, to help rebuild the damage and the destruction that it has wreaked on Vietnam. And that's why I think it's a very criminal attitude on the part of the United States not to honor Article 21 of the peace agreement and to use various pretexts to avoid coming to grips with its responsibility. It's a shame that we have so much money to spend in financing the Q administration in South Vietnam, and we cannot find the money to help rebuild hospitals and houses and schools and the other facilities that were so criminally bombed by the United States.
Of course, we are watching the situation in South Vietnam very closely. The demonstrations, the popular movement in South Vietnam is a very encouraging development to see the people beginning to protest against the U.S.-backed Saigon administration of Thieu, his repressive policy, the people in prison, the disregard of the peace agreement, the disregard of the liberties, the democratic liberties of the people of South Vietnam. We're very vigilant in watching the development in South Vietnam. We think the emergence of the third force is very important. The emergence of struggle of people in South Vietnam for peace, for justice is very important, but we also think that it's very important, especially for Americans, to analyze very closely what the United States government is doing, because we think that the United States may be forced to remove Thieu, who is, after all, nothing more than a puppet of the United States, and replace Thieu with someone else who will seem to be different, but will actually be the same.
That was the opinion of an American friend in the Indochina peace campaign on the wrong U.S. Vietnam policy. Now is the time for our daily feature, Thanks for Liking. We have great pleasure acknowledging letters from our listeners in Europe and Canada. They are Mr. Alex Arnold of Hemel Hempstead, England, Mr. Gunther M. Rogel of Verostik Hamburg 76, Mr. Thomas Wolf of County Anderson Street 81, both in the German Federal Republic, and Mr. Nigel Piblet of St. Albert, Alberta, Canada. Thank you all for your detailed reception reports, which correspond very well with our station log. In his letter, Mr. Alex Arnold said that he listened to our broadcast quite regularly and found our programs quite interesting and informative. Your broadcasts, he noted, are the only way in which to learn about your land. You are doing excellent work for better understanding of your land, so it is good to keep broadcasting your programs. Well, Mr. Alex Arnold, thank you very much for your nice remarks and appreciation of our programs. Do keep listening to our station and give us more remarks and suggestions. For his part, Mr. Nigel Piblet of Canada said in his letter that some time ago he had the great pleasure of hearing our station for the first time, and he was the most impressed with our program. Although he had not heard our station recently, he hoped that when reception conditions improve, he would be able to listen to us on a more regular basis. Well, we would like to inform Mr. Nigel Piblet and other Dakes around the world that we have 5 English transmissions every day. These programs are broadcast on the 10.040, 12.035, and 15.010 kilocycles in the 31, 25, and 19-meter band. And that's 1, 9, 10, 13, and 18 hours to Greenwich Mean Time. To you and to other listeners who have just called today, we have sent verification cards and program schedules. We hope they have reached you safely by now. That was our feature, Thanks for Writing. Thank you.
Vietnam now presents Our Country, a feature of every day except Sunday that brings you music and stories about Vietnam, her land and people. Vietnamese have a proverb which says, to have music and ceremony is to have culture. Our country today presents a glimpse of singing and dancing under the Hùng King's period of our national history about 4,000 years ago. Vietnamese have a proverb which says, to have music and ceremony is to have culture. Our country today presents a glimpse of singing and dancing under the Hùng King's period of our national history about 4,000 years ago. Ancient bronze drums excavated at Ngoc Lu, Quang Ha, and Sung Da in Vietnam, there are engravings of dancers wearing masks or hats adorned with long feathers. They dance in groups of six or seven, or sometimes in groups of three or four. Is it a scene of ritual dancing or merely of an entertainment? The same images can be seen on many a bronze axe, and the long feathers worn by the dancers is said to be feather of a species of aquatic bird called lạc, which are probably the totem of our ancestors. These dancers, holding high their weapons, which were at times axes, spears, a kind of boomerang or bow, move to the rhythm of the drum beat, occasionally accompanied by a melody of the multi-tube flute called ten. In the middle of the dancing circle, one can see a symbol of the sun. On a number of brass drums unearthed at Dongshan and Nui Nu, Thanh Hóa province, these are groups of dancers and people beating drums or playing fan flutes. There are also scenes of musicians sitting by their gongs and cymbals. And also at Dongshan, a 9-centimeter-high statuette was unearthed, which shows two dancing men, one of them sitting on the other's back. Thank you. Council of High Plateau in South Vietnam, a lithophone dating back some 5,000 years was discovered long ago. Now it is preserved at the Musée de l'Homme in Paris.
neighbor. A pagoda in the background. Themes of their native land. From folk legends and stories. In years, many articles with portrait of Uncle Ho. One pillar pagoda have been. Although most inlaying buffalo horn, ivory, also sometimes used. Sung by Tang Huyen. Presents you another tune from. It's a love song.
Mm-hmm.
Singer Quang Pha. Coming to you with music and Radio Hanoi. Vietnam, please. Radio The Voice of Vietnam. 12 Street, Hanoi, Vietnam. Radio's traditional orchestra. This is our program from The Voice of Vietnam. Stories about Vietnam. You can hear this feature. Commentaries and other features. And 09 hours. 035. Kilocycles. In 1 meter bands. On 15.10.040 kilocycles and 31 meter band. If you have anything to ask about Vietnam, write to English section, Voice of Vietnam, QUAN, Hanoi, Democratic Republic. Thank you for listening.
You have to